A week and a day left till the midterms. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams debate again in Atlanta. Kemp says he supports the state's 6-week abortion ban, 20 weeks in the case of rape or incest.
For the record, you can go check this as well. There was a female state senator that actually carried this piece of legislation. So there were a lot of women that supported this bill. I understand people differ greatly on it.
Abrams notes Kemp is standing up for Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker, accused of pressuring women to get abortions.
He refuses to protect us. He refuses to defend us. And yet he defended Herschel Walker, saying that he didn't want to be involved in the personal life of his running mate, but he doesn't mind being involved in the personal lives and the personal medical choices of women in Georgia.
The debate on WSB-TV. The Supreme Court hears arguments today about affirmative action and the use of race in admissions policies at Harvard and the University of North Carolina.
Attorneys for both schools say the Supreme Court should leave in place a 2003 ruling that allows affirmative action policies to remain so long as other factors are also evaluated and quotas are not used.
Fox's Jared Halpern. At least two Americans are among the more than 150 people killed in a crowd crush during a Halloween celebration in Seoul, South Korea Saturday. Both were college students studying abroad. Stephen Blissey from Georgia and nursing student Ann Gieske from Kentucky.
Her family released a statement saying, quote, "We are completely devastated and heartbroken over the loss of Anne Marie. She was a bright light loved by all. We ask for your prayers, but also the respect of our privacy. Anne's final gift to us was dying in the state of sanctifying grace. We know we will one day be reunited with her in God's kingdom." Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused the chaos.
Fox 19 Cincinnati's Courtney King. President Biden and other world leaders are congratulating Brazil's left-wing former president Lula da Silva, re-elected in a close race against incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The midterm's nearly here, and one of the questions on voters' minds besides who to vote for is whether the election itself is secure.
Jen Easterly is the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. And she admits there are significant threats to any election in the current age.
You have cyber threats, you have insider threats, you have rampant disinformation, and yes, very worryingly, you have threats of harassment, intimidation, and violence against election officials, polling places, and voters.
Easterly on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. She says on Election Day, her agency will be listening in and monitoring all local elections and will be ready to respond to any problems. And that in the end,
I am confident that elections will be safe and secure, and the American people should have confidence in the integrity of elections when they go to the ballot box, when they cast their vote.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, has deleted a post sharing a conspiracy theory about the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, based on someone's opinion that the attacker was a prostitute. San Francisco police have said again in response it was a break-in and the two men did not know each other. New show's being made about a magical partnership.
The Las Vegas showman and magicians Siegfried and Roy are the subject of a limited series being developed by Only Murders in the Building co-creator John Hoffman for Apple TV+. The series is based on the Apple original podcast Wild Things, Siegfried and Roy. The hour-long series will be told from various perspectives and tell the story of the pair who pushed the concept of illusion versus reality until tragedy reframes and opens up an entirely new mystery surrounding their last fateful Las Vegas show.
Fox's Michelle Polino. The jackpot for tonight's Powerball drawing is at $1 billion, the fifth largest in U.S. lottery history, the second biggest Powerball prize ever. The last winner was in early August. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.